Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Avoiding unhealthy foods can be hard, but taking one small step can make a big difference. Like adding one salad to your meals each week, eating one more piece of fruit a day, filling one half of your plate with fruits and veggies. Better food choices are well within your reach. Soon, you'll find that one healthy choice leads to another. The more you make, the better you feel. Discover the power of one healthy habit. Visit shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contract, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture or in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.gov. Checking in this week with crop marketing specialist at OSU, Dr. Kim Anderson. He said last week's WASDE and crop production was really focused on the hard red winter wheat this time,
which is 513 million bushels, only 3% less than last year. However, it was significantly lower than the 800 million bushel average. It's the second short hard red winter wheat crop in a row, and hard red winter wheat stocks are tight. The market concentrated in on Oklahoma's crop at 49.5 million bushels, second low crop in the row. Texas had a short crop, and Kansas had a disaster at 1.91 million bushels.
And what did prices look like this week?
We saw a 35-cent increase in prices. If you go back to the 1st of April, we've had a $1.65 increase in hard red winter wheat prices. And if you compare hard red winter wheat prices to soft red winter wheat prices, hard red winter wheat prices are about $2.50 higher than the soft prices. Normally that's owing to 50-60 cent price premium range. And 3 years ago, soft red winter wheat was higher than hard red winter wheat. If you look nationally, we're predicted to produce another 1.6 plus billion bushel crop, the third U.S. wheat crop below 1.7 billion bushels. You got about a 1.8, 1.85 billion average. So the third below average U.S. crop in a row. And that's one reason we're seeing the forward contract price for hard red winter wheat prices in Pond Creek, Medford area at about $8.50 a bushel. If you look at corn and beans, those prices have fallen, with soybean prices more than a dollar lower and corn prices 50 to 75 cents lower. And that's because corn planting and soybean plantings are above average and looking well, and we're looking at above average corn and soybean crops coming in. Let's go back to wheat.
What do you make of those numbers?
Those prices have fallen, with soybean prices more than a dollar lower and corn prices 50 to 75 cents lower. And that's because corn planting and soybean plantings are above average and looking well, and we're looking at above average corn and soybean crops coming in. Let's go back to wheat. In the world, we're looking at another record wheat production at 29 plus billion bushels. Now, it's only a few million higher than last year's 29 billion bushel record. And what that implies is that there is adequate wheat in the world. And so if you look at the potential export market, the export market could result in lower prices in Oklahoma.
To hear more from crop marketing specialist Dr. Kim Anderson on his weekly show SunUp, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news on Ron. Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contract, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture or in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.gov. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.